WTAW News. Time is 8:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board has been asked to send a $132 million bond issue to voters this November. The board will decide next month on a recommendation from a 20-member facilities committee. Alan Wood was one of two committee members who addressed the board Monday.
These are additions that are required for the students to have a place to sit. These are basic building maintenance address things that are being addressed, carpet, HVAC, things just have to be there in order for our children to have a place to go and sit and learn.
The package includes all grade levels and, if passed, would change elementaries to go through grade 4, adding intermediate schools for 5 and 6 and making middle schools 7th and 8th grades. A man leaving the subway at Welburn and Rock Prairie was struck by his own vehicle and flew several feet through the air. College Station police say his Ford F-250 had been parked and was pushed into him by a sedan driven by 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan, who then fled. Police found him, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested him for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A North Zulch woman is dead following a Sunday night crash on Highway 21. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 18-year-old Brooklyn Vogler, who was driving a car that was struck by a semi.
Mack truck was traveling east. The Ford driven by Vogler was traveling west and entered to the eastbound lane.
The crash was 2 miles west of North Zulch. There have been at least 6 deadly crashes on Highway 21 between Madisonville and the Brazos County line in the last year and a half, which have killed 9 people. Driver fatigue is blamed on a crash in West Bryan Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left and struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. Bryan Police has also issued updates on 2 fatal crashes that took place Saturday. In the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning, a woman was sitting in the lap of the driver. The woman was steering and the man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road, rolled, then struck a pipe fence. A second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll and killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Yet to be determined is whether alcohol played a role in either Saturday mishap. Thursday marks the start of the Texas Republican Party's convention in Fort Worth. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger says following the recent primary runoff races, he expects fences will be mended.
I never had a coach that I agreed 100% with his coaching philosophy. It just doesn't happen. If you agree on 90 to 95% of the issues, you're on the same team.
Rieger's.
And we are on the same team.
Rieger says coming out of the convention, he thinks there'll be a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Low cloudiness we started the day off with yesterday is further to the west this morning, so we start with sunshine for much of the day. It's going to be warm, temperatures near 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs close to 90 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Temperatures will end up around 75. Sunshine Thursday with a high between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So United Flight 1637 is supposed to be a quick holiday jaunt for off-duty Air Force Captain Mike Gongel and his family when the 737's pilot suffered an apparent heart attack. So Captain Mike ends up in the cockpit helping guide the plane to an emergency landing. The Des Moines to Denver flight's diversion last December was well publicized at the time, but Captain Mike's role in its safe conclusion seemed to have just come to light last week after a military reporter published the story. Captain Mike and his wife and daughter were on their way to Des Moines with 151 other passengers and six crew. After spending the holidays with his family, about 30 minutes into the flight, the B-1B Lancer pilot noticed the engine's power's down to idle. His thoughts immediately started jumping through his head about what could be causing that situation to happen. None of them categorized as normal, not a good thing at all. And then the aircraft began to descend and turn right. Over the PA system, the flight attendant asked if there was a doctor on board the plane, then the call for any pilot on board. Looked at his wife. She gave him the nod, and Captain Mike heads down to the old flight deck. And he didn't actually land the plane all alone. He merely helped the pilot's first officer. But he said, after they moved the pilot, I was asked by the first officer, "Are you a pilot?" To which I quickly said, "Yes." And so found out how serious the situation was. And could he have flown the aircraft? Yes, he could have.
I was going to say, if he's flying B-1Bs, I can't imagine a 37 would be that big of a deal.
Yeah, but anyway, that was all. So, again, kind of a neat story that we find out after the fact. It's 8:12, time to talk about stuff that's going on at the Humane Society. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
Oh, we had a busy day yesterday.
Did you now?
We did. Well, over the weekend, we had a lot of intake with the random thunderstorms that popped up in the mid-afternoon and so forth. Dogs are outside getting scared, getting loose. Okay. Dogs and cats. Yes, but we took a transfer from Houston SPCA of chickens and two pups.
Oh, they came in. They yay. Did come in. How many chickens?
We got just about 100 chickens.
One little, two little, three little chickens.
Four little, six. Fortunately, one of the adopters, because they were all, we have breed weight, but it also morphed out into what we call species weight, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So people are waiting for chickens, pot-bellied pigs, goats, whatnot, can get on a list. And if we get them in, we'll call you, let you know. Or in situations like this where we're helping another agency place animals that they have. And they had originally started with 400, and these were the last 100 that needed a home.
One person had 400 chickens? Is that what we're basically figuring out here?
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of us, I'm sure, have seen Houston Animal Cops and so forth.
Oh, sure,
and
sure, sure.
They're seasoned large quantities of animals and whatnot. So these had been all gone through all their little processes and were ready for homes. And they came up, and fortunately, one of the adopters was right there ready and waiting to take his 50.
Okay, go. So you got to get rid of half of them right away.
That helped right off the bat and so forth. So,
okay, now, so do you herd the chickens, or you just like put a spot of blue paint on the back of them? So you counted them, or how does that work?
They were all in pet taxis.
Oh, okay.
So then they're counted at that point in time and pulled out when they're coming out of their carriers, they're counted and whatnot.
Any of them fly away, get away? You know?
No, we have tops on all of our enclosures, because I said to the staff, I was like, you know, this is great. We're helping them out. Because originally the count was going to be 140. I was like, where are we going to put 140 chickens? Yeah. And they all kind of looked at me like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's your boss. Problem. That's right. Yeah, you handle it. We're just volunteers and part-timers. You're the full-time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We went ahead. We have two barnyard pens that are 10 by 10 that we'll put. Because next to dogs and cats, the animal we get the most are actually chickens on a regular basis.
Really?
From the city of College Station.
Damn runaway chickens.
Right? And, well, the backyard birding taken off in various parts of the country, and we're no different. And, one or two will escape here and there. So, yeah, we get chickens in regularly. And so that's where we put our chickens. And we've had peacocks and ducks and geese and whatnot as well. So they're great. We utilize our outdoor pens.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're topped. Vital part of that, keeping them where they belong. So it worked out well. These chickens had a place to go. They're a little more cramped than I would prefer them to be, but they're not going to be here long. They're going to leave and they're all all will be leaving by today.
Oh, is that right? So they were all accounted for.
They were
when
all accounted
pretty
for
much
before
the
they came.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't take anything up without plans on them already having adopters and so forth.
So if you want to become a chicken owner, you do have a chance to do through the Humane Society.
My question is, can you adopt them for other purposes?
For eggs?
Pets.
You mean pets or meat?
Yeah.
They're all egg birds.
Okay.
Oh, they're egg birds. Okay.
Yeah. So,
went to school with a guy named Egbert. No, kidding.
They're, you know, there's a lot of people that sell eggs and farm eggs, yard eggs, whichever you call them. So, they just add to their little flock with these birds as well. So, lots of dogs and cats that came in. Well, dogs that came in because of the storms and whatnot. So, if you're missing your pet, of course, come by. We have some great smaller dogs. I actually was visiting with Lucky yesterday. He's a Shih Tzu poodle mix, actually. He's kind of a
shoodle.
Sure.
Careful. I was going to say.
He's kind of a chocolatey-ish color. We groomed him once. He was in his hair was kind of in some rough shape when he came in. But he's only about a year to 2 years old. Happy-go-lucky little dog. No, that was Seymour on Friday, and
so
Seymour
cute.
Was adopted on Saturday. So, and
Priscilla's husband goes, thank goodness.
But there's Lucky. He's just one of the happiest dogs. He was a little unsure when he first came in, so now he's come out of his shell and is just having a grand little time at the shelter. And so we have June as Adopt a Cat Month. So any cat,
why not? Fine, whatever.
Right. It's all National Dairy
blah,
Month.
Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Excuse me, go ahead.
We have cats, anything over 6 months of age, 12 for 12. So the 12 cats that have been with us the longest are $12. Now, we currently only have 6 cats.
Okay.
So they're all $12.
Yeah.
And then we're doing kitten doubles, where it's basically buy one, get one. So 2 kittens for $95. Over the month of May, we had over 100 kittens in foster care.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point in time or another. So a lot of them, some of them are coming back. They're still going out. I mean, they'll continue to go out into foster care until like October. But we had plenty of kittens in foster, and June is generally our high intake for kittens. So
busy times.
It is a busy time. And then we've got camp right around the corner.
Oh, that's right.
You still have a couple, only June 3rd. So we've got a couple more days and so forth. It's the end of June, June 20 something, I think, is camp this year for the first session. And then there's one in July and one in August as well. And we've got folks coming to talk about goats and bringing goats. You know, they can bottle feed goats and donkeys and alpacas.
This is Goat Trauma Month. Did you know that?
Goat Trauma Month.
Goat Trauma Month. I'll get you some information.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know.
And then we have, like I said, the donkeys and the alpacas coming out, and people talking about, you know, the exotic birds, your large parrots and whatnot, and all sorts of stuff for the kids to experience. So it's not just dogs and cats. It's outside that small window of what we usually have in the shelter to going out to, you know, the larger, all the other species and what, you know, kids won't see on every day. I mean, how many times do you get to visit with an alpaca? So that's coming up, and they'll be, all those groups will be coming out. These are professionals in their area. They'll be coming out for every camp. So look at all that information on our website, aggielandhumane.org, or visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. Follow us on Facebook as well.
Okay.
More than likely, just come out and visit us.
All right.
I'm sure we have something.
Because they get lonely.
Yes. And we have, you know, if dogs and cats aren't your thing to adopt, we still have the 2 rats, 3 rabbit, 3 guinea pigs, and 1 rabbit.
Okay.
Wow.
June is Go Trauma Month. Unfortunately, they haven't updated the website since 2005, so I don't really have up-to-date information there. But anyway, be aware of that. All right, thanks a lot. We visit folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and that's Leah. And Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wonderful. My sister has pet chickens. One is named Dolly Parton. Another Joan Jett. She just moved from New York to Tennessee. But anyway, interesting.
Wait, does she have the chickens in New York?
No.
Oh, she's decided to celebrate moving to Tennessee by getting chickens.
She's going all in.
There you go.
All right, good. Yes.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Okay, so tomorrow we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for Guarantee Bond Bank, which is at 710 William D. Finch Parkway from 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. So come on out for that. All are welcome. Then on Thursday, we have a membership luncheon at the Hilton, and it is featuring Dr. Ben Welch with the Mays Business School, and he'll be speaking on leadership. And I've never heard him speak, but I understand he is just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And this is sponsored by Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. So come on out. There's still a little bit of room. You can call the chamber at 260-5200 to make your reservation. It just promises to be a wonderful event. Then next Friday, June 13th, is our community softball classic, where the firefighters will go against the policemen.
Yeah. And
yes, it's going to be lots of fun. It's at Olson Field at Bluebell Park. The title sponsor is St. Joseph Health System, and you can get your tickets. $10 includes a meal for the first 650 people. Otherwise, tickets are $5. And we hope you come out and support your first responders, because part of the proceeds will go to the 100 Club, which then will donate that money to families in need.
Mm-hmm. First responders.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a great event. And also this Saturday, June 7th, if you want to go out and support the 100 Club, please visit any local McDonald's except the one in Walmart from 11 to 2. And again, part of the proceeds will go towards the 100 Club. So thank you for that. Business After Hours is Thursday, June 19th at Baylor Scott and White Hospital. It's open to everybody from 5:30 to 7 p.m. We hope to see you all there. And I wanted to remind everybody, we have our Community Impact Awards luncheon not till July. But please, if you know of a business that you would like to nominate for an award, a historically underutilized business, please feel free to nominate a business and we will take care of the rest. But anyone you know, go ahead and send your forms in, and you can find more information on our website at bcschamber.org. And then, of course, I want to thank Prosperity Bank, our Platinum Member Spotlight for the week. Thank you for all you do for our community and the Chamber.
All right. Thanks a bunch. That's Priscilla here from the Chamber. Visit with those folks on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll call your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Decks designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Stocks appear headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will start out a bit lower. Analysts say investors may take some time to digest the recent string of recent high closes for the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500. Chrysler saw strong sales last month. The automaker says vehicle sales were up 17% from May of last year. It was the biggest year-over-year improvement for Chrysler since June of 2012. A big food company has announced coffee prices are going up. J.M. Smucker says the cost of green coffee went up and stayed up, so it's raising the prices of its packaged coffee an average of 9%. Smucker distributes Folgers and Dunkin' Donuts brand coffee to supermarkets. And business picked up last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up nearly 3% from the prior week. The council says shoppers pulled back ahead of Memorial Day and made up for it last week. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rota Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home, Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Apple made some big announcements yesterday, but were they enough? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Take a look at your television set. Notice any knobs to change the channels or the volume? Didn't think so. The remote control sure makes our lives so much easier. Well, what about backing up your computer files at work and at home? Are you still doing that manually? I use Carbonite Online Backup because I need to know that my files are being backed up to the cloud with the latest technology. Please, don't risk losing your files. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are backed up to the cloud too. Automatically and continually. And if you run a small business, or if you work at one, Carbonite will back up all your computers, servers, and external drives. For affordable cloud backup at work and at home, the only thing you need to remember is Carbonite. Start a free trial at Carbonite.com today. No credit card required. It really is a risk-free trial. And when you use promo code KIM, you get 2 free bonus months with purchase. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are all backed up to the cloud. That's Carbonite.com, promo code KIM. Yesterday, Apple held their much-hyped developers conference. Here's what's coming. A new operating system called Yosemite that makes your Mac look just like an iPhone. The search, calendar, and mail are better. Continuity sounds sleek. Whatever you're working on is synced across your iGadgets. You can now answer your iPhone on your Mac and use your Mac as a speakerphone. Next up, iOS 8. The software that runs your iPhones and iPads will have a new fitness app called Health that measures calories, heart rate, and sleeping habits. Apple's working with doctors in the Mayo Clinic so doctors can compare readings and be alerted to problems automatically. Other announcements? You can now leave an annoying group chat with a Do Not Disturb feature. iCloud works just like Dropbox. It was all evolutionary, not revolutionary, and no news about the iPhone 6. Rumor says it's coming in September. Read more and get the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Taste changes in pregnancy. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Pregnant women sometimes experience strange changes in taste, like a burning desire for tacos or a sudden disgust for peanut butter. Eason Chu, a molecular medical scientist at Cornell University, is researching how this happens.
There's been some suggestion that it's due to the hormone changes, but no one's ever looked at it at the taste bud level. So that's kind of what we're interested in.
Her team tracks hormone changes in pregnant mice and relates them to changes in taste receptors that are sensitive to these hormones. Preliminary results suggest that hormonal changes in pregnancy may in fact alter the structure and function of a mother mouse's taste buds. Chu says understanding this process might lead to new ways to help pregnant women manage their dietary choices, which research suggests can actually shape the taste preferences of their offspring. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
WTW News Time is 8:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Next month, the Bryan School Board will decide whether to ask voters to approve a $132 million bond issue. That's the recommendation of a facilities committee, which was discussed Monday during a board workshop. Committee member Alan Wood brought up realigning elementary schools to make them pre-K through fourth grade.
This reconfiguration relieves tremendously the congestion that we have at our elementary schools, and actually, this from a number and sense standpoint is by far the best way to go.
According to the district's website, one elementary school would close, which one has not been determined. Portable classrooms would be eliminated, and additions and renovations are planned at five other elementary campuses. Fifth and sixth graders would attend intermediate schools, with middle schools for seventh and eighth grades. Stephen F. Austin would be turned into administrative offices, a new intermediate campus would be built, and additions are planned at the remaining middle schools and at Rudder. College Station police are seeking three suspects in two incidents early this morning. Police responded to reports of gunshots at the Motel 6 on Texas Avenue shortly before 1:45. No one was injured, but witnesses confirmed the suspect fired a gun in the parking lot and drove away. Then, just before 2:20, officers responded to a report of an aggravated robbery in the 2100 block of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police say three victims were preparing to leave the parking lot when they were approached by two suspects. One suspect pointed a gun at the victims and demanded money, which was taken from all three victims before both suspects fled on foot. Descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott wants a new judge in the school finance trial. Abbott accuses John Dietz of perceived bias based on reviewing emails between the judge and the more than 600 school districts suing the state. The school district sued 3 years ago after the legislature cut off more than $5 billion in classroom funding. Dietz ruled last year that school funding was inadequate. Then he reopened testimony this year after lawmakers restored more than $3 billion of those dollars. The judge has been expected to issue a final written ruling in the case soon. Just over a week after contentious primary runoff races in Texas, Republicans gather in Fort Worth for their statewide convention. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger expects a positive message from State Chairman Steve Munastiri.
He's very good with people and inspiring instead of trying to tear somebody else's bridge down or burn the bridge down. He likes to talk about our successes as well. And frankly, that's the way a campaign should be.
Rieger says he doesn't see state GOP leaders being complacent about keeping conservative leaders in office during the fall campaign.
Coming out of state convention, I think you're going to see a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. And so that's what the hope is.
Rieger expects fences to be mended from contentious GOP primary and runoff races. On the two-lane stretch of Highway 21 between the Brazos County line and Madisonville, there have been at least six crashes over the last year and a half, which have killed nine people. And the latest was Sunday night. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of a westbound car died after crossing into the path of an oncoming semi.
Unit 1 was a 2013 Mack truck driven by a Ronald Sanders, age 58, of Franklin. Unit 2 was a 2005 Ford driven by a Brooklyn Alexander Vogler, age 18, student from North Zulch.
The collision took place 2 miles west of North Zulch. Bryan police are still determining whether alcohol contributed to a pair of fatal crashes on Saturday. In the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning, a woman was sitting in the lap of the driver, the woman was steering, and the man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road, then rolled, and struck a pipe fence. The second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll and killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Finally, driver fatigue is blamed on a crash in West Bryan on Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left, then struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. A man standing behind his pickup outside a College Station restaurant Sunday resulted in an unusual injury. Witnesses told police a car going north on Welburn near Rock Prairie Road left the road, went over a curb and grass area, struck a pickup in the parking lot of the Subway. The owner of the truck, who was thrown several feet, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police found the driver, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rota Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos. For 11 straight years, that's Norman G. Tractor.
Low cloudiness we started the day off with yesterday is further to the west this morning, so we start with sunshine for much of the day. It's going to be warm, temperatures near 90. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs close to 90 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Temperatures will end up around 75. Sunshine Thursday with a high between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really pleasant out there. I'm sure it's 75 with 97% relative humidity. It's looking forward to that. Anyway, we'll be having that for a while.
Blech.
So here's our news from the world of Google. Headline, Durham, North Carolina, before scrubbing up on a recent Tuesday morning, Dr. Celine Parika, an orthopedic surgeon at Duke Medical Center, slips on a pair of sleek black glasses, that'd be Google Glass, the wearable computer with the built-in camera and monitor. He gave the internet-connected glasses a voice command and started recording and turned to the middle-aged motorcycle crash victim on the operating table, chiseled through bone, repaired a broken metatarsal, and then drilled a metal plate into the patient. He's been using Google Glass for a year. So how's that working out for you? It's a little bit better than going into a bar with it, you know what I'm saying? By the way, China once again is escalating their attack on Google. Apparently, Google pretty much has been inaccessible in recent days, a move most likely related to the government's broad efforts to stifle discussion of the 25th anniversary of the crackdown on the pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square that happened on June 3rd and 4th. In addition to Google's search engines being blocked, the company's products, including Gmail, Calendar, and Translate, have been affected. Imagine how that'd go over in U.S. America. Government just goes ahead and shuts Google down there for a couple, 3 days. See how that works out. And it's not the first time that China's taken aim at Google. Authorities in China blocked Google for 12 hours back in 2012, according to GreatFire.org, an independent censorship monitoring website, which published a blog post about the recent problems on Monday. So they don't have that. I think I'd be safe in saying that there are a majority of males on radio programs in the morning in America rather than females?
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
Fair?
Sure.
Okay. So why in the world do they give this to a guy? From the fashion industry, most women...
Well, wait a minute. You can stop with the fashion industry.
Yeah, I know. Most women of a certain age are diligent about their beauty routine. Here are six habits that unexpectedly age you from Red Book magazine.
What?
Oh. Okay, here we go. All right, number six, skipping your workouts. Okay, exercise improves blood flow to the skin and will give you a healthy glow. Number five, you're slouching at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm telling you that. It's not a male supervisor that's telling you that, okay? You're slumping over your desk. That causes your back and neck to hurt, okay? So you need to stretch it out a little bit. Plus, you know what happens to that skin below your chin. Oh, my God. Number four, overzealous cleansing. Squeaky clean skin feels good, but actually a sign that those nice replenishing natural oils have gone away. So remember that. People who with dry skin should only wash their face at night. Others should use a gentle soap twice a day before applying lotion and cream.
Well, it's like after you clean your nice wood table, you got to put that Murphy's oil back on. You can't just leave it wide open.
It's true. Number three, you're spending mere minutes outside without sunscreen. Okay. You used to laugh about it, but the reason Dick Clark looked the way he did was he used PABA from the time that he was about 30. So for like 37 years, for the last 72 years of his life, he used PABA. Just saying. Save your skin. Just put a little lotion in there, SPF 30. Just do that. Okay.
I was a lifeguard for so long, I'm doomed.
Yeah, ditto.
See, I should have used it. I had a few issues a few years ago because of working out in the cotton fields, and you know. But guys, just we get out in the sun. As a dermatologist told me once, you get like 70% of the sun you're going to get in your life before you're 30.
Yeah.
So remember that. Sipping from a straw, although it looks feminine, that puckering deal causes those lines around your lips, ladies. And most importantly, oh my God, Dendy Engelman, who works as a dermatologist for Clearasil.
There's a name.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Dendy says you're applying your products in a downward motion. Instead, start at the chin and carefully work your way up toward your forehead. God, don't you know anything?
Haven't you ever played with Silly Putty?
So there you go, ladies. We were glad to tell you that today.
Avoid the droop.
Yeah, that's it. Got that going on for you. Well, you can hang by your ankles, right? Isn't that supposed to be good for you? I mean, there are a lot of things you could do. All right, I think we've taken care of all of our problems now. A Catholic priest in France is offering to bless his parishioners' smartphones. Frederick Lequin of Notre Dame de Belco will perform the blessings this Sunday. during the Pentecostal celebrations. He explains, we must remember that the blessing of communication devices is written into the tradition of the church. Is it now?
Uh-huh.
Is it now? Huh. Did the Pope say something I missed? He do a little something there that we were supposed to know about?
Are they stretching books as communication devices?
Hopes his cell phone blessings will result in more French people becoming Catholic. Oh, yeah. Never mind any doctrine. I just went ahead and converted to Catholicism so I could get my phone blessed.
Yeah.
Say that to somebody. Yeah, that works out for you.
Just be happy with them not acting French.
Yeah. Well, they're French.
How about a little closer to home?
Yeah.
You hear about the family in Beeville?
Beeville, Texas.
Yes.
Not that far from here.
They were attacked by bees.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not making light of it. Everything turned out fine.
Okay.
But it got so bad. 15 firefighters, 9 cops.
Oh.
They couldn't get the bees out of the family. They were in the back clearing brush and just got inundated with a swarm of bees in Beeville.
The bees thought it was their territory, right?
Apparently.
They all moved there because it was Beeville.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit callawayjones.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
All right, got another story about guns. This is Tony Donahue.
Who?
Tony Donahue.
Who?
Tony.
No.
Oh, it's Chris. No, it's Chris Donahue. Who? Yep. Chris says, I don't walk around with an AR-15 for the fun of it. It's a kind of a heavy gun. I might rather have a sidearm. One of several people who's attending a rally for open carry outside the Tarrant County Convention Center.
We talked about that yesterday, didn't we?
I know. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's another one out there now.
NRA is none too happy.
That's, I'm sorry?
The NRA is none too happy.
No. I know. Yeah, it's, you know, it's you can do anything you want. Once again, I think the city of Fort Worth has explained you won't be able to take them into the building because the Republicans want their liquor more than they want their guns. And liquor and guns do not mix if you have an ABC permit to TABC permit to dispense alcoholic beverages, then handguns will not be allowed in there. So take your cheers. See how that works out for you. Chinese man. Hmm?
Oh, I was just gonna say, pry this drink out of my cold, clammy hands.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you got the drink and the gun. Most of them are gonna opt for putting the gun in the holster and leave it in the vehicle. Chinese man suffered a detached retina after he spent too much time texting his girlfriend in the dark on a cell phone.
Holy cats!
26-year-old began seeing flashes in front of his eyes after spending hour after hour nonstop on his smartphone while at work and even in bed in the dark. When he finally went to the doctor, the exam revealed his left retina had become completely detached. He had to have emergency surgery to have his sight restored. Medical experts believe that despite retinal detachment being more common among older people, the actual average age of patients is decreasing due to excessive cell phone activity.
Keeping your eyeballs on the little screen.
There you go. Once again, want to see that that video clip one more time. Want to do one more text, whatever it happens to be. Learning to speak more than one language.
See?
Can help protect your brain as you get older, even if you don't learn it until you're an adult. So says a new study in the Annals of Neurology, looked at more than 800 people born in Scotland in 1936 whose first language was English. They were given a mental test when they were 11 years old and then again in their early 70s. They put a note someplace, check back in 50 years. I mean,
give us a holler if you would.
About one-fourth of the participants learned how to speak one additional language during their lifetimes. In the University of Edinburgh, a study shows that the group that knew two or more languages did significantly better on the test than those who only knew English. They performed especially well in the areas of general intelligence and reading. The positive effects of being bilingual were seen in people who learned their new languages as children and as adults.
I'm really bad about sticking with things, but so I'm not a great example. But I know Rosetta Stone costs a lot. There's an app you can get for any of the phones, Duolingo.
It's Rosetta Pebble.
Duolingo. It's got a little owl, green owl on it. It is awesome. I learned a lot from that.
Now what does it do? What do you
Well,
do?
I'm going to have to leave you hanging because I got to go do the news.
Okay, bye. All right, bye. That's fine. See if we care.
Yeah.
More people listening over here. Word leaked out Friday that Breaking Bad's character Walter White will be back as part of the spinoff series Better Call Saul. A source from HollywoodLife.com says with the new show coming and the possibility of flashbacks or flash forwards, there's going to be something in there with Walter White. As fans know, Bryan Cranston's crystal meth producer was seemingly killed off in the show's finale last year. The insider did not say whether Walter would be alive when it happens, but when he was asked about the character's death, Cranston recently told CNN, "You never saw a bag zip up or anything, so I don't know. You never say never." Which means, if you want to pay me enough money, sure, I'll come back.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking that's probably it. Chinese man and his family stranded in South Korea because of 4-year-old son's impromptu little art project. The kid reportedly got a hold of his daddy's passport and drew a beard on the photo.
He drew all over
it. Oh, did he? Oh, just having fun.
It's like he drew the family and then made his dad's passport picture look more like dad does now.
Okay, yeah. Father tried to board the plane back to China. Customs wouldn't let him on the plane.
Nope.
Unclear how long the family will be stranded as they wait for a new passport. Don't give Junior a marks a lot when you've got your passport nearby.
Cruzy Village is a retirement community located among the Bluebonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. La Roche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Cruzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1990. See how wonderful life can be at Cruzy Village.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget, Brazos Bombers open the home season tonight against the Cane Cutters. We'll talk to Uri Gava tomorrow about them and all that. At a meeting of the American Astronomical Society on Monday, a team of astronomers announced that they'd discovered a brand new planet. A rocky world that weighs 17 times the size of Earth. How do they know that? It could be empty in the inside. Could be like a volleyball. They don't know that.
Those Easter chocolates.
Yeah, exactly like that Easter bunny. You bit the ear and you found out it was hollow. Anyway, they've dubbed this thing Mega Earth. The discovery comes as a surprise to space enthusiasts, as it was previously believed that they grew and turned into Jupiter-like gas giants. The mega-Earth is all solids. This planet was named Kepler-10c and is located about 560 light-years from Earth. Are we there yet?
Nope.
They said it's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you solid. We're solid. Okay. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
How do they know that?
Because of gravity.
Oh, all right.
Physics.
Okay.
People much smarter than you and I.
Yeah. Okay. So
they skipped that part at Consol when he was there.
That's right. Yeah, physics. Allegedly, a burglar in Florida called his victim to apologize while on his way to jail.
Wow, that's nice.
Officers say Cleveland Smith, who of course also is known as Little D, stormed the home of Chris Bates along with two accomplices. Police say that the intruders beat Bates with a pistol. The victim was hurt pretty badly in the attack, requiring 11 staples in his head. I'd say so.
Wow.
So on his way to the slammer, Little D reportedly phones the victim to explain that he only participated in the attack because the two other men threatened him. We weren't there, so we don't know for sure. But anyway, Mr. Smith told Bates, listen, bro. I didn't mean to do that. The guys were going to kill me. They had a gun to my back. Unclear whether he accepted the apology. With 11 staples in his head? I'm just saying, probably not.
I don't know. It depends on what he was on at the time.
I don't mind. See how that works out. I'll research this more a little bit tomorrow. Or I don't know. Actually, this is really more down Patrick's alley. A North Carolina-based brewery, the Catawba Valley Brewing Company, has come up with a beer that tastes like peanut butter and jelly. Special beer has been brewed with raspberries and aged on peanuts. Now, so I went in to look it up. I just looked up peanut butter beer, and the first thing that pops up is Blue Moon Brewing Company.
What?
Yeah, which is much more mainstream than the Catawba Valley Brewing Company, but nonetheless.
I had a local craft beer that had peppers in it.
Peppers
like Scotch Bonnet peppers and habanero peppers.
Was this good?
It was delicious.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it was a gentle heat that built over the consumption of the pint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go for a second one?
I've had three since I had the first one.
This morning?
And are you eating anything with this?
Yeah,
or just,
sure. Okay. They got food there.
Well, no, I understand. I'm just saying, but what?
They have little finger foods and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right, Casey at the Bat. That was published on this date in 1888.
Wow.
In San Francisco Examiner. Board of Governors voted to make the three-point play part of the NBA in 1980. And in 1997, the residents of Dickinson, North Dakota School District voted to continue to call their high school team the Dickinson Midgets. I like that. The name, chosen in the 1920s to honor a short basketball team, had been challenged by residents because they felt it was inappropriate. Nah, it was really okay. Worked out just fine. The Midgets. I guess they're still around. That was 1997. Things change. All right, we're back again tomorrow. High temperature in the 90s for the next 5-6 days. WTAW College Station.
Fox News Radio.